Since 1990, the Rock the Vote campaign has worked to increase voter turnout among young people. And they've done it through partnering with musicians, actors, basically entertainers in general. This being a big election year, one Anchorage Rock the Vote street team leader has got a thing or two to say. Here's Chugach High senior Josh Himsath with this commentary.
You gotta fight for your right!
The United States is based on a democratic system. This means that educated and motivated citizens are required to effect change. However, in our present political atmosphere, the biggest obstacle encountered is that of indifference. Too many people, both youth and adults, feel that their vote does not matter and that they do not need to vote. A shocking reinforcement of this attitude is the most recent voter turnout in 2002 for the Alaskan gubernatorial election, in which only about half of the registered voters showed up at the polls. This situation must change if we want our government to prosper. For the past 10 years, the Rock the Vote organization has felt that the solution to disenfranchisement is enfranchisement, getting our young citizens so motivated that they feel the simple act of voting will change our government for the better. Positive changes in the national Rock the Vote campaign include registering 3 million young people to vote since 1991. Since August 18, 2003, our first official event, the presence of Rock the Vote in Alaska has registered over 65 new voters. We are gradually building our volunteer forces and encouraging more and more people to not only participate in their government by voting, but that they will also help us to strive to create positive social and political change in Alaska for its young people. This is an awesome turnaround in a demographic that, until this point of change, was consistently becoming more detached from the system. With involvement in Rock the Vote comes involvement in an organization that has a national voice willing to present the issues that concern young people today. Indifference in today's society means a lost voice, and the gradual progression towards a government that will be indifferent to its citizens. Rock the Vote preserves the voice of the next generation and uses music to encourage youth to express their opinions. It is up to the individual to take ownership of his life, resist apathy, and preserve the society in which he lives. To do this, one must take these four things to heart. First, take ownership. Your life, your work, and your relationships all need your participation to succeed. Second, your future requires your vision. If you want something to happen, you have to act on it and ensure its safe passage to success. Third, have passion for life. Whether it is your life or life in general, both need the passionate caretaking only you can provide. Fourth, vote to protect your voice. If something is happening contrary to your opinions and you desire change, voting is the only way to make sure your voice is heard. For more information or to participate in Rock the Vote, contact Josh at akrockthevote01@hotmail.com.
So, believe it or not, this song isn't just a clever commentary on Josh's thoughts. You Gotta Fight for Your Right is by the Beastie Boys, one of the many rockers who sign on to the Rock the Vote movement. You can check them and others out at www.rockthevote.com.